You are on Texas Standard Time.
Over the last several months, opponents of the president's plan for a big, beautiful wall, as he's described it, have offered countless reasons why they believe it's a bad idea. Well, just in case anyone is counting, today we learned another. Construction as planned may violate a 47-year-old boundary treaty between the two countries, meaning it's an issue that could end up in international court. Texas-based NPR reporter John Burnett broke this story. John, thanks for taking some time to talk with us about it.
You bet, David.
So you've been covering the border for decades, and I know you've been very focused on the wall since Trump began to campaign heavily on it. How'd you find this story?
Well, interestingly, you know, the International Boundary and Water Commission, it's a joint commission that's based in Juarez, Mexico, and El Paso, Texas. And normally their job is very quiet, sort of professional diplomacy over water and the allocation of water in the river and the precise location of the boundary. But there's this 1970 treaty that both countries signed, and it says that thou shalt not put an obstruction in the floodplain. And if you do, both countries have to agree to it. And so Mexico has been growing more and more alarmed as they see plans for Trump's wall progress, not only because in the West Desert, on the Arizona-Mexico border, we have proven examples that border security fencing has clogged with debris and has caused very serious flooding in places like the Lukeville port of entry, Nogales, Arizona, Nogales, Sonora. These walls, when they get clogged with debris, act like a dam. And so the chief water engineer at the International Boundary and Water Commission of the Mexican side spoke out to NPR, and he said, we are gravely concerned about what a concrete wall would do, and especially if you built it down in the Rio Grande Valley.
So just to be clear, the treaty says that if you want to build any structure that would affect the flow of the Rio Grande or its floodwaters, you've got to get both sides to say okay. Do I understand that correctly?
That's right. And if both sides don't agree, then it's a treaty violation. This is absolutely a mutual treaty. And up to this point, Antonio Rascón, the Mexican river chief engineer, said the U.S. has tried to accommodate us, but in the end, they have gone on with the 670 miles of wall, much of which we have protested against. And so he actually told me the U.S. section has been violating the treaty because they have not been acknowledging and responding to Mexico's growing complaints over this.
I think supporters of some kind of physical barrier would say, well, all right, so far, so good, right? I mean, you've had these portions of the wall and the fence. They've been up for a long time. There may be treaty violations, but so far that issue hasn't been pressed. What's so different about Trump's plan in that regard?
Well, the difference is that now we're talking about expanding the wall in places where it hasn't been built before. And one of those, and the most controversial, is right here in Texas in Starr County, which is about 100 miles as the crow flies from the Gulf upriver. It's a floodplain. There's no levee you can put a wall on, which you can in the lower Rio Grande Valley. And so there's actually an engineering study that Homeland Security paid for, which would have three sections of fence smack dab in the floodplain. And the engineering study says, trust us, it's going to be okay. It's not going to flood. But the Mexican engineers and even the city officials I talked to in Rio Grande City are very concerned that this is going to block up with debris and is going to cause much worse flooding.
How much of this is hypothetical or how much of this is for real?
Well, interestingly, I spoke with Ron Vitello, who's chief of the U.S. Border Patrol in San Antonio a couple of weeks ago, and he said, we have long wanted a wall in Starr County because there's a lot of human trafficking and drug trafficking that crosses the border there. And that's why this has been a hotspot and a focal point for Homeland Security. So this is not a hypothetical. I mean, he said this is one of the first places on the 2,000-mile border that we want to build this thing. If they put it in the floodplain, which all the engineering studies show it's going, Mexico is going to blow its top.
John Burnett is an NPR reporter based in Texas. We'll have a link to his NPR piece at texasstandard.org. John, thanks again.
You bet, David.